Money FM 89.3. Best of breakfast. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me on The Bigger Picture. And it is Monday, and it's time to look ahead to the rest of the week for what you might need to know. Keep track of what's playing out for markets. And to help us out, we've got Vasu Menon. He is the Managing Director for Investment Strategy for OCBC Bank. Good morning, Vasu.
Good morning, Ryan.
So let's talk about what's playing out for markets, what's going to be on the radar for investors. And let's start with what we got last Friday, which was the data from Singapore showing that we had a slight growth quarter on quarter, helping us to avoid a technical recession. So that seems like good news, and putting markets on track for, I guess, a positive second half. And we look at what's around you, people are just flocking to concerts right now. Taylor Swift, Coldplay, it doesn't seem like we have a recession right now.
Indeed. But, you know, overall, if you look at the numbers, it seems like a situation where it is like half empty, half full. And I say that because, yes, the headline numbers in terms of economic growth avoided a technical recession. We came in with 0.7% growth, which was, you know, a pickup from 0.4% in the previous quarter. And quarter on quarter as well, you know, there was an improvement. But if you look at the breakdown in terms of sector, you find the manufacturing sector performance is dismal. I mean, it declined. But the services sector held up, the construction sector held up, and they were the star performers. So you got some sectors, especially manufacturing, which is quite important in Singapore, not doing well. But other sectors like services and construction doing well. And of course, as you said, you know, services sector will continue to benefit from the large number of concerts that are going to be held in Singapore, you know, the inflow of tourists from the region, and hopefully China when China opens. But, you know, the outlook for the manufacturing sector still remains uncertain because of the uncertain recovery in China and, you know, the delayed recovery in the semiconductor sector. So overall, yes, the picture is one that's relatively positive. Positive in the sense that we avoided a technical recession, which some expected. But at the same time, I would say, you know, the numbers are not fantastic. And our growth forecast for the Singapore economy in 2023 is 1.5%. Somewhere midway between the government's forecast of 0.5 and 2.5%.
Yeah, talking about numbers, we've got some coming up from China. In fact, a bit of a data dump. Right at the top of the list is the second quarter GDP numbers. And you also have industrial production, retail sales. So on that front in China, how are you viewing where things are going?
Well, you know, the markets are going to be waiting with bated breath to see what those numbers, you know, turn out to be. And I think, you know, as far as China's GDP number is concerned, it's probably going to show a nice bump up. I mean, in the first quarter, China's economic growth in China is 4.5%. That's expected to go up to 7.1%. That seems like a nice, decent pickup. But don't forget, interpreting China's GDP data is going to be difficult because, you know, the lockdowns last year in Shanghai.
Yep.
Right? So if you look at the quarter-on-quarter numbers, what's interesting is that, you know, they are not as spectacular. Quarter-on-quarter, the market is only expecting 0.8%, you know, versus 2.2% in the first quarter of this year. And below the 2017-2019 average of 1.5%. So, in other words, the headline number year-on-year may look good, but the quarter-on-quarter number shows that there are still, you know, signs of weakness in the Chinese economy.
Yeah, so how will you approach investing in China right now? Because there's a lot of talk about a potential stimulus that will come forth perhaps this month. Is that now going to be what investors should be watching out for as a catalyst for Chinese markets?
Well, yes, definitely. I mean, markets are all waiting for that Politburo meeting in July at the end of July to see what comes out in terms of measures. You know, but I think we can't expect dramatic changes from the Chinese government. I think there will be measures, but it will not be the big bang. I think that's not been the way the Chinese government has been handling this crisis. The approach is a bit more targeted. But nevertheless, you know, Ryan, I mean, the Chinese stock market has been better. Valuations are very, very cheap. So it depends on risk appetite. If you are a person with a strong risk appetite, with the holding power, prepared to wait over the next few years, then it's a good time to buy China. But if you're looking for quick gain in a short space of time on the back of stimulus from the government after the Politburo meeting, then, you know, there's a risk that you may be disappointed. So I think it depends on your time frame. I think eventually the government knows it's got to get China back on its feet. The stimulus measures will be rolled out in phases. It will help the Chinese economy and the Chinese stock market, but it will be a gradual process and not a quick turnaround or recovery.
Yeah, I suppose not a straight line as well. And time horizon will be something to consider when you're going to China. So let's turn our attention to the US, Vasu, where we've got data coming out this week, and it's going to be around retail and jobs as well. Last week, we had some encouraging signs, inflation moderating. So what's going to be happening this week for you that you'll be watching out for?
Well, you know, the markets have been very heartened by the fact that inflation is coming down. Probably not as much as the Fed wants it to be. or what the markets want to be. I mean, we're nowhere near the 2% target of the Federal Reserve, but it's been nicely coming down. Headline inflation has been coming down for three consecutive months now. So that's good news. And the other piece of good news, as you said, from the data that came out last week, is the fact that the economy appears to be doing relatively well. I mean, we all expected a recession to happen, but it's not coming through in the data. I mean, the data doesn't seem to show that, you know, the U.S. economy is headed for a hard landing. And the data in the coming week, the retail sales, the industrial production numbers, the jobless claims, the Philly Fed index, the leading index from the U.S., all this will be closely watched by the market. If they turn out to be either in line with expectations or above expectations, that's good news. In some ways, it means that, you know, hey, recession is not really happening. At the same time, inflation is coming down, which is a good combination, which is why you're seeing the S&P 500, you know, take it positively, and it rallied by 2.4% last week. And, you know, so if we have that right combination of no hard landing and continued decline in inflation, that would be great news for the markets. All that idle money sitting on the sidelines could come back in.
Yeah, I'm looking at what we are getting in terms of numbers on the earnings front. The banks have been reporting some strong numbers. JP Morgan reporting better than expected earnings, posting a record profit actually. And this off the back of stronger than expected earnings from lending. So it does paint a pretty rosy picture. Is that the way to look at it?
Well, you know, I think if you look at the results of the banks, there were four banks that announced results last week, four financial institutions. You've got JP Morgan and Wells Fargo beating expectations, and, you know, and so that's positive. But at the same time, both banks increased their bad loan provision and said that they expect customer deposits to decline further. So, you know, yes, the results were better than expected, but at the same time, there were small little warning signs out there, but not major, small little warning signs. On the other hand, if you look at Citigroup's results, they came in below market expectations because of their investment banking division. And State Street as well, you know, fell below expectations in terms of its revenue. So that dragged, you know, the S&P 500 down last Friday, although it closed higher for the week. And of course, this week, we've got Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs. So again, you know, the markets will be not just watching out for the banks. I think the overall trend in terms of earnings, and in my view, the earnings once again surprise on the upside in general, right? I think that's going to be good news for the markets.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of earnings coming through this week, including the likes of Netflix, and you pointed out a couple of them from the banks as well, Bank of America, also IBM and Tesla. And to wrap things up, we've got quite a lot happening, Vasu. How should investors be approaching allocating the money right now?
Well, you know, I think one should not stay out of the market completely out of fear. Yes, there are a lot of uncertainties, headwinds, inflation, interest rates, the risk of a recession, geopolitical concerns. Those are there, and they've been there for the last 1 to 2 years, you know. But at the same time, you know that if you did nothing and just, you know, sat on your hands, you would not have been able to benefit from the upside that the markets have seen so far this year. And historically, you know, when the S&P 500 is down 1 year, which is last year, it usually tends to be up the following year. So, you know, I would say that, you know, invest carefully, invest gradually, stay invested, but don't throw all your money into the markets at this juncture, because it's going to be volatile. I mean, you'll have periods of scares and the markets will pull back. But spread it out over the next 6 to 9 months and buy into quality companies with strong balance sheets. And if we have a recession, you know that these companies will be able to withstand a recession. But we also know that if it's a shallow recession, we'll come out of it fairly quickly. And then, you know, the Fed could cut rates and that could spur a rally in 2024. So don't be too negative, you know. But at the same time, not suggesting jumping headlong. I'm suggesting, you know, a more phased approach to investments, a more selective approach to investments. But the key message is stay invested.
All right. Timing the markets better than timing the markets.
Exactly.
We chat with Vasu Menon. He is the Managing Director for Investment Strategy for OCBC Bank. Vasu, thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you very much, Ryan, for having me on the show.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.